on the Yemen says, Harezu Sofik Leda. It's only called a Sofik. She's a Sofik Leda, Sofik Zika. Like, we do not know whether what came out was a Leda, that she's Tomei Mishum the fetus, or what came out was not a Leda, and maybe the dam came out at that time, and she'd have a Tumah Zika, but it's only a Sofik. Therefore, she's Tomei like, and she can't eat Karbonis. So Eitzer is maybe Korban. She has a right to bring this Korban, even the Oilas Chatis, the Oilas Oif, the Chatis Oif, she has a right to bring. And Vein and Echel, but the Kanim are not allowed to eat from this Chatis Oif, because it's a Sofik if she's Mechuy the Chatis altogether. Of course, it could be, again, like we said, it could be the third case happened, that maybe no Dam came out, and also the miscarriage was only a Ruach, was not really a Leda. So she has no Tumas Diva, she has no Tumas Leda, so she's not chay the korban altogether. There's only a suffix if she has the chiyuv korban. Therefore, in a suffix, we tell her bring the korban, because otherwise she can't eat kachim. But the kohen is not allowed to eat from this chata seif, even though usually a chata seif, after the kohen makes them leak and is weak, he could eat from it. But here it's a suffix, maybe this seif is not mechuyev a korban. So therefore, you made a malika on chulin, it's a treifa. So therefore, the kohen cannot eat from it. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Yeshua says, Mevi a korban v'necho, no. She has a vada here to bring a korban. And the kohen could bring the korban for, and the kohen could even eat from this chata seif. Why? Why is it for sure that she's mechuy the korban? Because he holds, Rabbi Yeshua holds, sheyev shel psichas hakever b'loy dam. It's not possible that the womb should open up, some should pass through the womb, and no blood should come out. So therefore, since she had a miscarriage here, even though it sounded that it wasn't the real fetus, it was only a ruach, but that passed through the womb. And therefore, when the womb opens up, for sure, dam came out. So, Mamonashach, for sure, she's tummy. Either it was a fetus that came out, and she's tummy mishum later, or even if it wasn't a fetus, but she's tummy then, mishum ziva. Because since the kever, the womb opened up, for sure, some dam came out. So, you see, that's the machlokes here. The Tanakhama holds, no, it's possible that it could be a psichas a kever, and no dam comes out. So, only the Yeshua that says it's the Yeshua. So the kids you see, it's a machlokes in this nekuda, whether it's efsher for the psichas hakever without dam. So he learns that's the machlokes now mishnah also. The chums say that she remains tayra because it's possible for this chaticha to go out and no dam come with it. Yet you don't know it, even though we don't find the dam, but it's efsher that the chaticha, a piece of flesh, should go through the womb and no dam come out. That's why Yehuda says it's tamei in the mishnah. So this is one way to learn. Now the Gemara starts all over again. Lishnachrin, another way to say the first two shittas was like this. Lishnachrin, another lashon is like this. That again, Amri lo, Amr of Yehuda Mashmuel. That Yehuda Mashmuel said like this. The Psham, the Mishnah was that he holds loitimur of Yehuda. Yeah, Yehuda was only in the time of the Mishnah, Ela bichaticha shalabo min adamim. Only with a piece of flesh that looks like one of the four colors of dam. And therefore we say the chaticha is dam. That's why she's telling Mishum Mida. Abu shalsham min adamim. Let's say the chaticha looks the color of other colors, not like the four colors of dam. Then Torah, then we say she's Torah. Because then we said the chaticha is not a piece of meat, not a piece of dam, and therefore she's Torah. So the Gemara is not true. I have a kiyosu revoishu, and revoishu came in Adoi from Nadoi, also he came the yaisim asnisim biyoda. As according to this Loshin, we don't say what the Yechon holds right away. The Chiddush in this Loshin, the Yechon didn't say he is pshat like he said before, but we'll soon see he says a little bit different. Because so far, what Rabbi Yehuda Mashmu says is the same thing as before. Because the Chiluk is here, what Rabbi Yechon said. So here, right after he said his memory, right away we ask the question from the Braisa that Rabbi Shoshi brought down from Nadoi. That he brought a Braisa like this that said that the Aisim Masnisim Biyod, that it says like this, HaMapel is Chaticha Adayma. If an Isha, the miscarriage of a piece of flesh came out that looked red, or else Shchor would look like black, or else your work looked green, or else Levin looked white. So still, in yesh in more dam, if all the blood comes up with it, then lochur is tameya. She remains tameya. The imlav Torah, but if no other blood comes out, she remains Torah. That's the Tanakhama. If you have yudra meno, ben kach ben kach tameya. No matter what color this chaticha looks, still we say she's tameya. So we start over again. Ketani says over here, what? Adoimu shcheru yirok levon. It says these four colors, red, black, green, or white. And still the plague of you, the view argues and says, what, she's Tameya. She says, no, like a view, Dama Shmuel. That not that it has to look like red or like black, even looks like green or like white, not mean a Dama Tameya. Still we say she's Tameya. So, what's the question? I again, the Chitin, and maybe you tell me, no, that maybe key pleager Reb Yudwins of Yud argue Adai Mushkari. He only argues to say she's Tameya if the Chaticha looks like red or like black. Abu maybe though by Yerikim Levoin Eloi, maybe in the case where this Chaticha looks like green or like white, he does not argue. But even Reb Yud also agrees maybe she remains Tahira. So I said, no, that can't be pshat. Elo, because if so, Elo, Yerikim Levoin Eman Katonilo. Why does the Brace have to say the case altogether that the Chaticha looked like green or like white? Elaine, if you want to tell me the Rabban is going to according to Rabban Shita that they say she's Tahirah, so why? Hashta Adai Mushchairah. Kometari Rabbanan, like Madach with Rabbanan, say even though the piece looks like black or like white, even looks like black or like red, which is Minya Dom Tumeyan, still the Rabbanan say she's Tahirah, because they say this Chatich is not considered like Dom. And so you rake Rabbanan, boy, you have to tell me if the piece looks like green or like white, you have to tell me, Pshita she's Tahirah. El Lav, it must be the reason why the Brayser brings it down. El Lav, it must be going to Rabbi Yehuda, going to come to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Upolis, that Rabbi Yehuda argued that even though Tzchaticha looks like white or like green, not colors of Dom and Tameyim, still he holds she's Tameyim. Says, so, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, my Shmuel. So where it says, El Arad, the Omer, the Girsa should be Alam Rabbi Yechanan, and that's the difference of this Girsa, of this Lishna Vrina, that Rabbi Yechanan right away goes to answer something like this. El Arad, the Omer, Rabbi Yechanan. That the machlokes in the Mishnah between the Yehuda and the Rabban is like this: the efshel of psicha sakever bloydam kimiflagi. Is it possible to say that something passes by the kever, the womb opened up, and no dam comes out? And that's the machlokes that the Chachamim say yes, it's possible, and the Yehuda in the Mishnah says no, it's not possible. And therefore, as long as the chaticha, piece of flesh, came out, that for sure the womb opened up when it came out, so for sure other dam came out with it. And that's why the Yehuda says she's tameya. The Gemara says the same machlokes type of a plukto dahani tanoi. This machlokes is also on another machlokes tanoim. The time like we had before, koshesa, she was having labor pains, shnayim for 2 days straight, and she saw those 2 days done in the middle of the 11 days that she could become a zava. Or the shlishi, the third day now, hepila, she had a miscarriage. The ani yadash, she's not sure what happened, mahi pila, she's not sure exactly what came out of her, whether it was a ruach or whether it was a real fetus. And then with the suffix, whether she's tummy or not. So it says, Iwata Rezu suffix later, it's only a suffix, whether a fetus came out that she's tummy mishum later. Suffix ziva, suffix may be that dam came out and she's tummy mishum ziva. And it's also a suffix that maybe neither of them came. Therefore, the din is maybe carbon. She has to bring a carbon in a suffix to be matter of heat kachim. And this carbon, chata said, could come in a suffix. But vieta nechol, the kain cannot eat from it. Because since the Kohen has to make a Malika on this Chatasayf, and now it's thought to say she's not Mechuyi the Korban, so making a Malika on Chulin is like a Trefa, so therefore they're not allowed to eat from the Yif. That's the Tanakama Shita. However, Rabbi Yeshua says no, Mevia Korban v'nechal, no, she has to bring a Vade Korban, and the Kanam could eat from it. Why? Lefi Shiev Shalom Sicha Sakeva B'loi Dam. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. So this lady, when she had the miscarriage, for sure, she had the chiyuv to bring a korban. Monisha, either it was a lady, it was a fetus that came out, and then even though she's not tummy mishum ziva, of course a lady does not make tummy ziva, but she's tummy mishum lady. Another side of came out was only a ruach, not a real lady, so then we'll say she's tummy mishum the dam, because yesh the psichas a kever b'lay dam. Fonu Rabbanu like this. It says, Ratamapeles chaticho. She has a miscarriage on a piece of flesh. So sum chasam like this. Mishum remains name of Rabbi Meir. The chain hoy the same thing hoy Rabbi Shimon ben Asi yoyim mikedvos like Yemoso. The what that this piece of flesh comes out. The eitzer is now korea. Let's cut it open and see im yesh dam b'seich. There's blood inside it. Tameya. We said that this dam is called like dam nida, and she's telling mishum nida. The Yimlav, if it's dry inside, there's no dam, then Torah remains Torah. That's what they said over the name of Rabbi Meir, the name of Shira Manasseh. Yeah. So it's like this. Kirabonim, this sheet is like the Rabbanim sheet before, that the Chatich itself is not considered like dam. She's not Tami Mishum the Chaticha. But still, the Adifa, they're more Machlim with the Rabbanim. What does that mean to say? Kirabonim, they hold like the Rabbanim, they hold the Yamada, they say, Esh of Sikha, the Kevablai dam. It's possible that this chaticha, this piece of flesh, came out of the womb without any dam coming out, so she's not Badi Tamei. But the Adifim of the Rabbanim, they're more machma than the Rabbanim. The Inusav of the Rabbanim hold that Imo'in, If dam comes outside, like with the chaticha, then she's tamei. But if the dam is just inside this piece of flesh, but not on the outside of it, and you cut it open and find dam inside it, the chum say before that she remains Torah. But for some chasavano, afila b'teichoin, even though you only find the dam inside the middle of this chaticha, it's also called dam and she remains tamei. Yeah, that's one pshat. The tanya, the other place is like this. I guess when each had a miscarriage, a piece of flesh came out. We have Acham of Acham says like this, what's the Eitz of Kareya? Let's cut it open. In Teichoy Madin, if the middle of it is just red, not that it has to be really real blood, the liquid. It's just, if in the middle of it looks red, then Tameya, that's also considered like this, Dam Dan Shis Tamei. The Imlad, if the inside does not look like real red, so then Teira, she remains Teira. So this price is like this, kisumchis, they hold like sumchis, that even though you're frying dam inside the chaticha, also she's temei mishum nida, but still the adifa misumchis, they're even more machma than sumchis. Because sumchis only says if you find real blood inside, it has to be like liquid. But this sheet holds no, now that doesn't have to really be liquid, even if it just looks like red, that's also considered like dam is there, dam nida, and she's temei. That's the second price. Now the tani yidach, the third price says like this, the tani yidach, another price says, Hamapelas chatiha, when he shows the miscarriage, this piece of flesh comes out. So Rabbi Yomin Oimer Kore, you have to rip it open. And let's see. Im Yesh Pu Etzen, if there's a bone inside this piece of chatiha, this piece of flesh, then he holds that called the leda. And if Ima Temeya Leda, she's Mamish Tomei Mishum Leda. The master, if there's no Etzen inside it, the Yolchi's Torah. So it sounds like this. And Omer Rav Chizor also says, Uve Chatiha Levoina. We're talking about now that this piece of flesh has to be white. So if it's white with the bone inside it, that's called the fetus, right? That's called the leda. And the chayin, the same thing the Gemara says, ki yosu zugu divin chadva, when a zug means a pair of Tamil Chacham came from the city Chadiyav, also they came, the yaisam asnisamil, they came and they brought a brice in the hands. And the brice also learned like this, and said like this, that ha-matel is chaticha, a venish adam is carriage, a piece of flesh, levoina white, it has to be white, kareya, rip it open. Cut it open. In Yesh Bretzma, you find a piece of bone inside it, Ima Tamei Leda. So that's the Shita. That even though the outside of the Chticha has no Tzura, has no figure to it, but as long as inside there's a bone, that's also called the Leda, she's something. Omri Rav Yechna Mishum Mishim Ben Yechoi, that Hamatel is Chticha, and each has a miscarriage, a piece of flesh comes out. So the Eitz again is Kareya. Cut it open. In Yesh Bodam Ogur Tamei. If there's a pack of dam, like ogre means a lot of dam together, not just dam, a little bit blood, but a lot of dam, the ogre means like a bag full of blood, like, then tamaya, a pile of dam, v'yim lav tahira. So this sheet tells kisumchis, that even though you find the dam on the inside, not outside, she remains tamay, but v'kila mekula, this is the more cool dika sheeta. Now the other sheet that we had is, even if she only finds a little bit blood, whereas even if it's only red, and he holds, no, it's not enough just red, it's not enough even a little bit blood, but there has to be a lot of blood inside this chaticha, then she remains tamei. Nothing more says, Boi minei Reb Yirmiyah Mereb Zeir. He asked a question like this, what's going to be her roya damish for ferris? Let's say Anisha puts like a pipe inside her mokum over there, and then the blood comes out of the womb, comes out of her body, it goes through this pipe, so it's not, the dam does not really touch the sides of the walls there. So now what's the locha? The Pasuk says Bipsara, but it says by need that the dam comes out Bipsara, so do we dashin, the Amar Chachamim HaTorah says, do we dashin, Bipsara means the blood has to touch the walls of the canal there, and therefore, Vilev Shaferis, not like this case where the dam does not touch the walls, it only touches the pipe, so she remains Torah. Or do we maybe know, that the Pasuk says Bipsara means a different drasha. Hai Bipsara mi boilei, shemetama mi bifnim kebachutz. The loch of an isher is as soon as the dam comes out of the womb, even though it's still in the proiza, still in the vagina there, still she remains tamei. It doesn't have to come outside of her body. As long as the dam comes out of the womb, into the canal there, so that's also tamei. Maybe that's what the pasuk means, Bipsara. Even though the dam is still inside the basra, still she's tamei. But not just make a new drasha that the dam has to touch the walls of her vagina there, and therefore if it comes straight out, if it comes out through a pipe, she'll be tamei, she'll be taira. So that's the shayla. How do we dash in this world, Bipsara? Samora says, So Mara says, Amalei, Bivsam Rachmon of Lebeshafer. See, if I dash in that way, there's Rosh to say, not coming out through a pipe. Because the Bivsar, it only comes to tell us that she's Tommy, even in, the blood is inside her body still. Me boy Leishim Tommy, Bivsminka Bechutz, and came of so named the Kura Bebosa. Let your Saros Besorah, Josh should have said. My, what's the double Oshin? Bibsara, a double Oshin. Show me the Tarak, that we hear two Joshes from here. That the dam is only Tommy if it comes out and touches the walls. If it doesn't touch the walls over there, it goes out through a pipe, and Echnami, Shetak remain Tumma, should remain Tarak. There's no Din Tumma in this case.
All right, the turn over, continue on the other side.
We'll see some Machlekes over here. Now the Gemara says,
a piece of flesh, the Eitzer is Kareya, cut it open. If there's a pile of dam inside, she's Tameya, the Umlaf Tahira. So the question is, what do I care if there's dam inside it, but this dam is not touching the walls when it come out? So why should she be Tameya, like a Shufaris? So one says, okay, what do I have to do with the other? Here, like at the derech, like that. Rashi explains that this chaticha, this piece of flesh, is min demino, it's a piece of flesh of her own flesh. Therefore, it's not called a chaticha. And therefore, that's considered like the dam is touching the wall. But also, we have a pipe over there, and darka shlish, the real dam shafer is not a derech, it's the dam through a pipe. Therefore, she should remain tahira. Zemora says now, this very lame, let's say shafer tenoyim. I'm afraid of tenoyim. The Tanya will learn like this. What's going to be a makaras chaticha? Anisha is a miscarriage, a piece of flesh comes out. Apple piece of dam, even though inside is full of blood. Still, in yesh imo dam, if dam is on the outside of it, then temeya. The imlach teira. Because even though there's dam inside, it still remains teira. Reb lezu emeno b'tsoro, for loy b'shvir v'lo b'chaticha. Focus is only the dam comes out to touching the bottle, but not if it comes out through a shvir, not if it comes out through a pipe or through a piece of chaticha. The question is, the Chur, Reb Leza, Ayman Tanakama, they both say the same thing. They both say that the dam only comes down, the Nuv Bechaticha, she remains Tahira. This is true, Amy rather said like this. Sure, Reb Leza is the one that says this, that the Psalm of Le Bishvil and Chaticha, that's where he dashes the Pasik. That Yoni Tom, when the dam comes down, touches the walls, but not if it comes out through a pipe, but through the Basar, he holds, that's also, through the Chaticha, that's also called Ashis Tahira. Not like the Svar we said before. But this is called Tahira. Now the Chum and the Chum said, the Chum Maimrim, ain't the Dam Nido. The Chum, that's not called Dam Nido. El Dam Chaticha. That it's only Dam of the piece of flesh, that's not called Dam Nido. So for the Gemara, the Chum, Tanakam, and Nani Tor, the Chum also, the Tanakam also, she's Tor. So what the Chum say with another Shita? El the Gemara says, the Machlek is like this. What's going to be the Pile Pluyik of Benayu? Let's say this Chaticha, this piece of flesh that's coming out, there's blood inside it, but there's holes in the piece of flesh. That the blood is coming through the holes, and by those holes, that blood is touching the side walls. That's the Machlokes. Tanakam, the Sava, the Sava choose the Gzeiras HaKosev, that the dam has to be touching the walls when it comes out. So only the Sava, Le Bishvil and Chaticha. Fuadin Shafaris, Fuadin, if it comes through a pipe, also she's Torah. But the Hanimin, when is that said, Hechadishia? If the pipe is smooth, and the Chaticha is smooth on the outside, there's no holes through it. Therefore, the dam is on the inside, not touching the walls of the vagina. Therefore, she's Torah. But what's going to be with this chaticha coming through, this piece of flesh? Is pillar pluy has holes in it. So it's like dam sticking out, and the dam sticking out through the hole is like ear touching the sides. Then tameya. My time, what's the reason? Bipsara karina, but that's called bipsara. That's called touching the sides of the walls. And even on this one now, the Yosra Rabbana come and say, no, we name and know that Afalti, God, Alpha Gav, the Pilipli, even though there are holes through the Chaticha, still she remains Tahira. Even though that blood is touching the sides, still she's Tahira. You know why? Because ain't Dam Danida, they all that's not called Dam Nida, they all Dam Chaticha. That's a Chum Shita. Now this is called Dam Chaticha, not called Dam Nida altogether. But her Dam Nida, but let's say real, it would have been Dam Nida, could be they hold Vadi Tomei. They'll hold she's Tomei, Gafilu Shaferis, Nami. Even though the Dam comes through a pipe, still she be Tameya. But the Rabbanu did not dash in this Russia to sow to say and not through a pipe. Therefore, as long as Dam Nida comes out, she's always Tameya, even though it doesn't touch the sides of the wall. So over here, they say the reason why this Dam Chaticha is Torah was because not Dam Nida. Ram Rabbaya, Shferos Kulyam Lepliga the Torah. He argues, says no. Everybody knows she's Torah. Machlokes isn't something else. All right, yeah, we'll stop here.
so it should come out, and according to this brisa, that the exomim is only tome mikan labo from now onwards and not before.
You're holding up chov beis on top. His last gemara again was the last line was Omar Baya. Baya said like this, that bishfuferis, again, if she has like a pipe in oisamokom and the dam comes out through the pipe, not touching the sides of her, then kuliyam lepliga the Torah. Could be everybody, even the Yud and the Chumim both agree that we dash in the posay bipsara, that the dam has to come out touching the sides of her wall. If it doesn't touch her, then she remains Torah. So what's the machlokes then? So Baya would say like this.